Will you tell the story about Gnome?
Yes. I first went back as an instructor. I taught American students, and then they started a program of teaching Vietnamese pilots as part of the Vietnamization of the war. And so we started. I went to another squadron where we were doing the training of Vietnamese students. Noam was one of my students, and he was a really hardworking guy, and he did pretty good in pilot training. And then he went back to the war, and he survived and ended up as a refugee. They were flying missions right up to the last few days of the war, and he didn't know he was even going to be a refugee. He just got on a plane, thought he was going to another base to fly, and ended up as a refugee.
Oh, he didn't realize he was leaving.
No, he didn't even know. He just ended up in, I don't know where his plane took him out of the country somewhere, Laos, Cambodia, I can't remember. I don't know where. And then they took a lot of the refugees went to camps in the United States, some of them did, so he ended up in one of these camps. And a lot of the ones that had trained in the States, would have known their instructor or somebody, so they tried to make contact. And those of us that had trained him were aware, we're looking for some of the students too, I guess. So anyway, he made contact with us. And came to live with us for a while. I don't know, you might remember vaguely. You would have been pretty small then, but he lived with us for a while, and then we moved, and then he stayed. He was in Wichita Falls at the time, and he stayed there and stayed with another friend of ours, a local person, not a military person, and did a variety of jobs, learned to be a welder, learned to repair electronics, eventually went to Alaska and worked on fishing boats.
Really?
Then he eventually went and got a degree in computer science or something, and he's a professional in the business world now.
Was he the one that didn't like to fly?
No. I had another, actually in the same class, another student who he would say, if the weather was bad and we didn't go out to fly that day, he would say, "No fly, no die." And he was the smartest kid ever. I mean, he was a good artist. He knew several languages. I mean, he was a really neat person, but he wasn't really cut out to be a military pilot. But
must be hard training people up to know that they're sending them out there and sort of lambs to the slaughter.
Yeah, yes, there was a bit of that. Sentiment, actually. I mean, we did know, we kind of followed a little bit or got news back from our former students sometimes.
Mm-hmm.
So we had an idea of what was happening to them, and that it's kind of hard to imagine what it felt like now, thinking back on it, I guess.
Are there things that you miss about being a pilot? Or?
Oh, yes. Yes. I like the flying. I like just the physical part of the flying. It was the most fun, I think. And then the crews, kind of work together. It's fun to work with other people. And then even with the airline, it was interesting going somewhere.
Yeah.
It's always a mini adventure, I suppose. You go off to wherever, Europe or South America or someplace, and you have an adventure for a day or two, and you come home. So, that was fun.